Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
What up, high flyers and high fivers? It may be snowing here in the Midwest, but the wrestling is still burning hot fire, and I'm here to tell you all about it on the Midwest Wrestling Roundup. First, we have WPW on Friday, April 22nd in Green Bay with their show All Bets Are Off. Card featuring Jay Cash, Jaden Mercer, Jared Jax, and many more. Then we've got Chicago Style Wrestling back also Friday, April 22nd with their show Bad Friday. In Franklin Park, Illinois with another stacked card featuring High Five Tom guest Moondog Murray, Sierra, and the champ Joey the Jet Avalon, the Pride of Wisconsin defends that CSW title, and also featuring Ring of Honor superstar Josh Woods. Fourth Wall is back Friday, April 22nd at the Buena Vista Hall in Milwaukee and 76th in Oklahoma and Milwaukee with their show The Quick and the Pin. Joe said the main event is Silas versus Rough Crossing in a loser leaves town match, and Country Air defends those gold jackets versus the Milwaukee Stretching Crew. Also on the card, we've got Pitstain versus Fletch Malone, and make sure to stay tuned as Joe comes on to tell us all about the card after all the promos. Then we've got Brew City Wrestling with their second show this month on Saturday, April 23rd, and I got the hiccup. Sorry, everybody. We got a special show for local favorite Night for Tyler at the Waukesha South High School Fieldhouse, card featuring Dysfunction, Gunnar Wicks, CJ Cole, and many more. Berwyn Championship Wrestling is running April 23rd with their show Thunder and Lightning at the Berwyn Eagles Club in Berwyn, Illinois. On the card, we have Scion, Ice Pick, Vic Capri, Missa Kate, and many more. Then we've got Janesville Wrestling Alliance with their show Wrestling Superstars and Collectibles at the Craig Center in Janesville, Wisconsin on April 23rd. Card to be announced by my boys Matt and Adam from the Dork Side of the Ring podcast will be on the call. Then we have AWF with their show The Saints Go Marching Saturday, April 23rd at the St. Charles High School in St. Charles, Minnesota. And as we discussed last week with AWF member Kevin Rogue, on the card we have Kyle Pro, Ryle Jackson, Downtown P. Brown, and so many more in action. Then we've got Crash Test Wrestling Saturday, April 23rd at the Morgan Monroe Hall in Hobart, Indiana with their show Aftermath. Warrior Wrestling is back with their show 21 at the Bendix Arena in South Bend, Indiana. On the card, we got Swerve Strickland, Top Flight, Athena, and a main event of Blake Christian versus Will Ospreay. Frozen Tundra is back at the venue at River's Edge in Waterloo, Wisconsin with their show Dead or Alive 2. And stay tuned after all the promos because my second guest, Simon, will be on here to tell everyone about it. Then we've got All Heels Wrestling 3 going on Sunday, May 1st at the Paris Banquet Hall in North Chicago with a huge card with High Five Tom friend Moondog Murray, former Invader Dysfunction, CJ Cole, Baxter Belavante, Vic Capri, and so many more. Then AAW returns to one of my favorite venues, 115 Bourbon Street in Marionette Park with their show Never Say Die, which just happens also to be my first AAW show in 2018. Where Fist Pump Faith got to meet the Lucha Bros. Ironically, friend of High Five Tom, Travis of the Wrestle Special, it was also his first AAW show in 2017. Enough about me, but a huge card to be announced when Mike Bennett makes his return. Eric Young is his debut. Main event of Hammerstone and Ace Perry taking on Rust Jones and Heather Reckless for the tag straps. Ace Austin and Myron Reed for the Heritage Belt, and Silas versus Manders in a steel cage. Plus, I want to give a special shout-out to Grand Ole Wrestling in St. Louis. Friends of VFTR, the boys at the band from Ringside, you can check out their podcast, it's heard in Visionaries Global Media. Their boy Joey is putting on a show at the Grand Ole down in St. Louis April 30th called St. Louis versus the World. Check out a couple weeks ago as Joey came on to tell us about the stack card featuring Josh Alexander, Silas Young, Davey Richards, and so many more taking on many of the best that St. Louis has to offer. Tickets are limited, so hit up Grand Ole Wrestling for tickets. And like I mentioned, I've got a couple of my favorite promoters on to talk about their shows this week. So here's real quick what we recorded with Joe. So let's take it away. Well, high fivers, as I promised, I've got my very good fro, my very good friend Joe here, and we're going to chat it up here about the upcoming Fourth Wall show. Joe, how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Nice. You guys got a pretty fucking stacked card for this show. So what you got for us?
Oh, yeah. So it's the quick and the pinned. And we start off with the one-man riot squad, Gunnar Wicks, versus Trevor Teabag Gordon with Val Malone.
Oh, boy. I wonder if Trevor's going to have any more goddamn soap. But, you know, yeah, he likes the soap gimmick, so. Yeah, Gunnar should have a good time with him, though, so.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is the order or not. It could be close to the order.
Yeah.
And then it's been a while since we've seen Mr. Ryan Foley Pitstain.
Nice.
Go one-on-one with the returning vape god, Fletch Malone.
Nice.
We haven't seen him in a few months either.
Yep. What else we got?
Then we go on to Milwaukee's favorite son, Dysfunction. And he battles Bobby Valentino, Prince Juan Hernandez, and demented Chucky Bates in a fatal four-way.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if we get that Chucky pop. So, I mean, there's the Road Warrior pop, there's the Austin pop, and there's that Chucky pop. So,
pop, yeah. That Prince Juan pop. Then we have the Gold Jacket match.
Nice.
Our good boys, Country Air, defending them against the returning Milwaukee Stretching Crew, Stretcher Scott, with Drake Daniels returning to form the team again.
Nice. I always like those two. I mean, obviously, you know who I'm rooting for. You know, my mama's favorite tag team. But yeah, I really do enjoy that Milwaukee Stretching Crew. Daniels and Shooter should make an interesting team. So
it should. And Val Malone by their side.
Yeah. She's all over the place. That's Val for you.
Yeah, and even in the next match, little note, issues with our women's champion not being able to make the show Friday.
Oh.
So we will be having a number one contender match for the women's title since Blair will not be there. The returning Melanie Cruz nice. Versus Raven Radix. With Val Malone.
So that's our number one contenders match then, huh?
For the women's title going on into May.
Nice.
Then we have CJ Cole versus Marman 2. And the winner of this match will take on the winner that doesn't leave town in the main event.
Oh, no shit.
Of tonight's Rough Crossing versus Silas Young's loser leave town match. So, yes, the winner of CJ Cole Marman will face the winner of Rough Crossing versus Silas Young in May in the main event.
Nice. Yes. And then Rough Crossing's got Val in his corner, correct?
And once again, so that's a four-peat for Val. She's got a busy night ahead of her.
Yeah, she does. And then rumor has it we've got Melanie Cruz in Silas's corner.
I don't have no idea anything about that. But I know ASAP will be running around somewhere.
Causing trouble.
And then also Stacey Shadows will be back. But her agenda for the evening will not be revealed till Friday.
Nice. Yep, and that's this Friday. And where can people get tickets? Can they get them on the Facebook page or?
I gotta do Facebook page and then direct message Joe Montcom.
Okay, sweet, and that's at the Buena Vista. And Buena Vista. We
It's 76 in Oklahoma, 7:30 bell. Doors do open at 6:30, but it's a restaurant, so you can come before that.
And I would always recommend come early because, like Joe says, and I thoroughly agree, the tacos are amazing. So, sure. Sweet. Well, hope to see everybody there. You know, I'll be there rocking my Hawaiian shirt and visor. But, Joe, thank you so much. And then the next show is Friday, May 27th, huh?
Got it.
All right, dude. Well, I will see you Friday, man, and high fivers. I hope to see you guys out there, too. It's actually everybody.
And also, I got to talk to my good friend Simon from Frozen Tundra Wrestling. So here's the quick conversation I had with Simon.
What up, High Fivers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And we've got a couple firsts here for the Midwestern Wrestling Roundup. First, we've got two promos this week from two of my favorite promoters. But the other first is my first time having my good friend Simon. Simon says, like I said, one of my favorite promoters and wrestlers in the area. Even though he does owe me a Miller Genuine draft from a couple months ago, but that's besides the point. But Simon, my friend, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Tired, you know, just been.
Yeah, a long week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but yeah, Simon is the owner, proprietor, and promoter for one of my favorite promotions, Frozen Tundra Wrestling. And they've got a show April 29th. What you got on the card for us, Simon?
Well, the big match is going to be Marche Rocket and Adam Grace. Nice. Now, we have a brand new heavyweight championship belt that is going to be on the line. So Marche Rocket right now is currently the heavyweight champion, but he'll be, you know, battling it out to hold on to the new belt.
Yeah. So. Nice. So Adam Grace, huh?
Yes.
Nice. What else you got on the card for us?
Well, we were going to have Country Air, but they're doing AAW now. So that does leave the tag team championships up in the air because we have a rule with the Frozen Few tag team championships is that if you can't defend them, then they come back and they get put on the line.
You're not messing around, huh?
Yeah, they that's just how it works with those belts. Everyone that's held them, it's the same way. So
nice, dude. So, yeah, who we got battling for those belts?
Well, right now, we're going to have a few different teams in there. We're going to have the team of Dysfunction and Chucky Bates.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, they're going to be a team. We have Night Court in there, one of our favorites. We're going to have XTC and Randy Fitzsimmons in there as well. So it's going to be very interesting.
Nice. I heard a random rumor that you get some guys from Minnesota coming in.
I do. Yes, we've got Downtown Petey Brown and Stonehenge.
Nice.
I'm going to compete. Downtown Petey Brown, we're actually going to have him and Nell Dillinger face off in the ring, I believe, for the first time anywhere. So
nice. Well, the reason I ask, ironically enough, one of the guys that's coming down with him, J.J. Rogue, actually had him on last week talking about AWF. So that's how he's like, I'll be in your neck of the woods for April 29th. I'm like, shit, I'm going to be out of town. He's like, Frozen Tundra. I'm like, dude. You're going to have a great time, man. Simon's going to take care of you. So nice.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. It's going to be great. I mean, all of our shows, you know, we always like to leave a little bit of surprise in there,
right.
You know, and keep things interesting. A big one's going to be, what are we going to do with the current championship, the 151 championship, since we have a new heavyweight title? Well, now it looks like we have another championship on the line. So, because we're not going to retire the belt. We're just going to, you know, move it around.
Nice. So. And then the shows that back at the venue at River's Edge in Waterloo, right?
Yes. Yes. At the River's Edge. It's beautiful in there. And anybody who hasn't been in there, you know.
I was just going to say, I mean, I'm not blowing smoke or anything, but it's probably one of my favorite venues I've been to so far. I know the last time I was in there, I just walked in there. I was like, wow, this is awesome. And you guys have a really great setup in there.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, because I know you're from the kind of that neck of the woods a little bit, but how did you get hooked up with that venue? I mean, it seems kind of random. Because have they had wrestling in there before?
No, nope. It's just basically, it's just looking around, seeing what's available, seeing who's, who's willing to, do business. I mean, for some reason, some places wrestling is stigmatized and, you say pro wrestling and, sometimes they won't even talk to you. So,
right.
No, we're just looking around for different venues and it fell into what we thought was a decent price. And, it looked fantastic inside. So.
Yeah, dude, it's, you know, listen, I mean, I even talked about it with JJ Rogue when I had him on, man. Listen, that is literally probably top five for sure. Easily. I walked in there and that's really kind of a cool area. I know this isn't really wrestling related, but it's got all the limestone and, in that neck of the woods, all those limestone buildings, that movie Public Enemy was filmed in parts of that area. So, if anyone go out to the show, make sure you check out the area too. So, you guys did great picking that venue, Simon. So kudos to you. So,
and it's cheap drinks too.
Yeah.
You're not paying an arm and a leg for your beer.
Which other places might do, we're not going to mention any names, but I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. So so where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets right now online on our website or through our link on Facebook.
Okay.
So if you go to the event on Facebook, click on get tickets, it'll take you right to the checkout link.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll put
front row is sold out already, and we're into second row.
Nice, awesome.
So that's generally the case. We've been selling out front row. We usually encourage people to get their tickets early if they want to get in front row.
I highly recommend. Unfortunately, I won't be making this show, but Simon. I'm not saying that because he's sitting here right in front of me, technically. But yeah, they're a great time, people. So, and I will put the links in there. So. And if people want to reach out to you directly, where can you get you on the social medias?
You can get me on Facebook. Go back here to the page I dropped you down. Facebook.com/FrozenTundraWrestling,
okay.
Twitter.com@FrozenWrestling, and Instagram FrozenTundraWrestling.
Okay. I need to be more.
And then www.frozentundrawrestling.com.
Gotcha. Okay.
So there's more. We're trying to be on everything. We have a Snapchat, but we've been neglecting that. But it's how it is sometimes.
Yeah, and you guys are filming them?
Yes. We film everything, and we stream on Twitch at twitch.tv. /Frozen_Tundra_Wrestling.
Okay.
And we try to stream every Monday. We did have a little bit of a break in there. We just had a bunch going on, but we're constantly working on getting our video chops up and getting our production values and stuff up. A big goal of ours is to be able to stream the show live if we can.
Yeah.
Every time we do it and do a live stream, but there's a lot of work that goes into that. A lot of people don't understand how much work goes into trying to film everything, run the show, and then when you're live streaming, we got one off a live stream, and then we ran into some technical issues on the next one. So we're working on getting all the hardware together for that. So
yeah, that stuff's tough, man, especially in an old building like that. They're not conducive to interneting back then. So Nice. All right. Well, Simon, thanks so much, my friend. Yeah. I'm bummed I'm not going to make it, but, I'll get this out and I appreciate you coming on.
All right. Appreciate you. Hopefully we'll see you at one of the next shows or catch up with you at ICW or something.
Oh, for sure, my friend. Oh, for sure. So thanks a bunch.
All right.
Well, High Fivers, that was your Midwestern Wrestling Roundup for the week of April 18th. Glad thanks again to my good friend Joe Moncom. As I said, he is part owner and promoter for Fourth Wall Wrestling, and also thanks for Simon for coming on the first time. And I hope everyone enjoyed. And just a quick reminder,
From High Five Tom and Visionaries Gold Media that all cards are subject to change. And also, as I said, you know, per the usual, I will be at a bunch of these shows, you know, wearing my Hawaiian shirt, sporting my visor and guzzling some beer. So as always, if you see me, stop by and say hi. Your first drink is always on me, leaded or unleaded. So thanks again, High Fivers, and I will talk to everybody next week.